You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. And Beefcake is back here with us again with some important news and an important instruction. This podcast series is about how we're using this message. Specifically, how to explains why we do certain things and why we avoid certain things, such as tailgating. And that brings me into what I wanted to say, and that is that we are winning right now. Right now, the meme of white genocide is rising. It's rising very, very high, and it's getting so big that the respectable conservatives are starting to use our material. And we know it's our material because we recognize certain terms that they're using. An interesting thing happens when you start using practical politics is you start recognizing material. You know, it's like one of those martial arts movies where you have the couple of ninja guys start getting into a fight with each other, and one of them recognizes the specific style that's being used, and he knows where those moves come from and which style they come from. Well, in a way, this verbal judo that we're using, the mantra, and the mantra logic has a very characteristic signature to it, doesn't it? You know, that pointing out things that people already know and making connections for them. You know, Rush Limbaugh has addressed white guilt recently on his program. And of course, he's a neocon and he's still trying to avoid white genocide, but I'm sure he's aware of it by now because he used some of Bob's material and talking points when he addressed white guilt. Bill O'Reilly's been talking about anti-whites and things that are anti-white lately. You know, they can't avoid it forever. Eventually, when the noise is getting so big, you have to address it. And that's part of the reason why we're doing this. In fact, that's the entire reason we're doing this. When I say part of the reason, I mean the big goal is to end white genocide. But the main thing we're doing at the moment is we're forcing open public discussion on the issue by discussing it. By putting the mantra up wherever you can, we're opening it up for public discussion. And that happens to be where we've made so much progress. At this point now, the subject of race is something that's just boiling over in white people. We want to talk about it. White people, if you know anything about whites, you know very simply that they want more than ever what they're not allowed to have. There's no surer way than to make a white person crave something than by telling them they're not allowed to have it. And what's the one thing white people haven't been able to do for a long time? Talk about race. It's something that's so taboo that people have so many ideas on that they want to say, but that has been suppressed because they don't want to be called an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. So by us spreading this meme, we are making other people feel safe about talking about race. And that's one of the other things I've noticed, too, now, that when I happen to tell someone the mantra in person, because I do that, I'm not expecting everyone to use the mantra in person. Some people feel much safer having the anonymity of the internet, and they don't want to play hardball and draw a line in their sand with their family and friends. I totally get it. I simply do it because I can't help myself. That's why I'm on a podcast talking to you right now. Beefcake has a big mouth, and so his family and friends know exactly what he's about. And I tell new people I know the mantra as well. I point out that this whole blended humanity scheme is only being done on white countries, and it's being done in all of them, and it only results in a world without white people. It happens to be genocide. You know, I'll tell that to anyone. And then anti-whites use words to suppress speech on the subject by calling, you know, anyone who has an issue with it an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews simply for wanting the preservation of my own people in the face of what is genocide. You know, and when I used to tell people the mantra, I used to get a lot of blank stares, a lot of sort of deer in headlights looks on people's faces. But that's not what I'm seeing as much of anymore. These days, I'm noticing more people wanting to talk about race all of a sudden sounding the way Stormfronter sounded 6 to 7 years ago, talking about how blacks are actually more racist than whites and about how blacks commit lots of hate crimes against whites that aren't reported on the media. And they love talking about the Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman thing. They love talking about that one. And then one thing this news story did is it made a lot of white people get on the internet and start asking big questions about this whole thing. And of course, that leads them into the black crime stats. And now they want to talk about all that. And of course, by us talking about the subject of white genocide, one of the side effects from it I've noticed is that whites feel more comfortable talking about race, and they've been wanting to for a long time. So now instead of getting as many deer in headlights faces, all of a sudden they're start spewing things at me that sound like something off of Stormfront 6 years ago. Like, as soon as I say the mantra, it's like, what? It's safe for us to talk about race again? Oh boy, I have Jew conspiracies to tell you about. And of course, we're seeing on the comment sections for any race based news article, I look at the comment sections and I'm seeing comments that aren't necessarily from swarmers. In fact, I'm sure they're not from swarmers because half of them are tailgating material and they're not talking about white genocide. They're talking about things that was Stormfront material, you know, leave it on Stormfront. Well, I'm seeing this kind of stuff showing up all over the place too. And these things are getting thousands of positive thumbs up comments on the news articles that have anything to do with race. Whites are starting to talk about race again. That's amazing. I wonder why they feel so comfortable doing that. Well, thank you, Swarm. We've been doing a fantastic job. We're winning. You see, the average white person isn't going to just hop on a message that we're very carefully controlling. They're going to want to say whatever they want on race, and that means they're probably going to sound like somebody on Stormfront, or at least what they used to sound like, you know, a number of years back. It's amazing how the process is taking place, but you need to remember that these people don't have the discipline of a Bugser. They don't know how to control a message. They don't know how to wield a message, but they want to talk about race. And now when white people start feeling more comfortable talking about race in general, that brings them closer to white genocide. And the fact that they feel more comfortable talking about race and they feel more comfortable speaking up for themselves and defending themselves, these are signs that we're winning. These are very clear and present large signs that we are winning. But now comes the important part. And this is the important instruction I have for you, and that is to hold the line. Steady yourselves. Because when your enemy's on a retreat, it's the most important time to keep your discipline. Absolutely important. And Bob has mentioned this, and I'm explaining why. And now I'm seeing it, how it specifically applies to our scenario. When everybody wants to talk about race, our natural desires are to say the things we want to about race as well. You know, whoever's listening to me who may have read that big article, Erectus Walks Among Us, knows all these scientific details about race that most people aren't allowed to discuss anywhere freely. And as soon as you feel it safe to talk about race, you want to talk about the racial differences. But again, that's tailgating material. That's material that can make you look bad in front of an audience, that can clam an audience up, and they're not going to want to deal with you anymore because you sound like what they perceive as an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. And don't worry about it. You know, as it feels safer and safer for white people to talk about race, you'll see plenty of other white people talking about these things. It's going to get discussed an awful lot. But what's making it feel safer for white people to talk about race? That would be us. That would be our putting the message out on white genocide over and over and over again, everywhere we can put it. And we know we're winning because whites want to talk about race again, and they feel safer doing it. But what I'm asking of all of you right now is to keep your discipline, to hold your line. And what that means is simply keep doing what you've been doing. That means posting the mantra, posting the mini mantras, using Bugs Buddy. I don't think I've mentioned Bugs Buddy before yet on Beefcake's Bootcamp. Not because I didn't think it was a great program, because it seems so second nature to us to use that now. But, Bugs Buddy has Beefcake's official endorsement. You can figure what that out is simply by browsing the working space over at Bugs. There are actually links up to it on whitegenocideproject.com because I know I've seen them there, but I hadn't mentioned it yet. Bugs Bunny's great. Keep using that. Keep using our material, keep using the mantra, keep to the mantra logic, keep doing as you've been doing, and we're going to win this thing. But the important thing is when you're winning, to hold the line. When your enemy's in a retreat, that's where it's so tempting to just chase after them. But it could be a trap. Don't fall for the trap. Okay, you have to hold the line, keep your discipline, steady yourselves, because when you're winning, that is where your discipline becomes more important than ever. And that's basically what I have to tell you all, and I'll be back with this again when I need to be.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.